Supporters of the project say the money can be there because this is more than a roof. It's also making essential repairs to the current road. The towering walls flanking traffic are nearing the end of their lives, and that's a repair which has to be done if the road is to continue to be used. The new walls would support a roof. That roof would carry lawn, trees, sidewalks, and more surface lanes of traffic. The favorite underground design would allow three lanes of traffic, a wider shoulder, and a center barrier to help support the roof. Assembly Majority Leader Crystal Peoples-Stokes says the money will be there, and the community needs the surface connections it would provide.
If you just think about the rising economy of Buffalo and Western New York, psychologically, if we can't reconnect this community, then all of our rise in our economy will fall back down at some point. We have to bring everybody up, or none of us are going anywhere.
There are several roof designs with widely varying costs. DOT favors one which would cost around $300 million. A more expensive plan discussed at the meeting would require a ventilating building with a 70-foot chimney to carry polluted air higher above the surroundings. Air pollution from the Kensington is a health issue in the residential neighborhoods on both sides of the current highway, and the chimney drew no support. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.